police. Every little thing she does is magic. It's BBC Radio Letter, 22 minutes to 10. Now, look, if you have been... if you've been buying online, or maybe you've been to that big place up the M1 motorway that sells Swedish meatballs, you need to listen to this, because you might be thinking to yourself, oh, this weekend I'm just going to be me swearing at some flat pack instructions. Because millions and millions of us invest in flat pack furniture, because it's convenient, isn't it? The idea is it'll make the job of building something a lot easier. But how easy is it? Mehmet Karadia has the answers. His job is to build your flat pack. Strikes me, you should have a T-shirt, like a Superman T-shirt thing, because it's not easy.
The wife's actually ordered me one.
It just
hasn't arrived. I was hoping to wear it today, unfortunately, it hasn't arrived.
Now, listen, if I'm honest, I quite like putting flat pack together, because I like building things, and I've got the tools and all that kind of stuff. If you aren't a bit handy, it's infuriating.
Yes, most definitely. Most of my clients try putting flat pack together because it is the idea is it's meant to be DIY. However, it's very difficult, time consuming, and some of the instructions are very poor. So I'd advise that if you struggle, get a professional in.
Look, when you say flat pack, you think of IKEA, don't you? But actually, that would be unfair because there are so many other competitors online, particularly online. Because, of course, if you order something online, it's got to be deliverable, hasn't it? And the easy way to do it is send it flat-packed.
The whole retail model has changed over the last few years. 40 to 60%, depending on which website you use, of all sales are generated online. So when you order something online, logistically, it has to be transported to the customer like within a day or two, because you've got Amazon doing same-day delivery, and it has to come flat-packed. There's no other way for something to arrive. Anything ranging from an outdoor toy set, a gazebo, a child's car, bedroom furniture, sofa, it's barbecues, everything's flat packed. So there's a huge demand for it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because actually when you think of flat pack, you think of a wardrobe, don't you? But actually, as you say, you order a barbecue and the thing comes at just a million pieces.
Yeah. And it's frustrating because you've got people that aren't really hands-on and don't really know how to get started. And I always encourage everyone to have a go first, and then if they get stuck, obviously get professional help. But like even some of the IKEA stuff, I don't think it's possible for even with someone with decent DIY skills to assemble some of the stuff. It's mind-boggling the amount of steps you have. You order a PAX wardrobe. There's 115 packages within one wardrobe. Because you have different combinations. And where would you start with that?
So how did you get into it? I mean.
It's funny, everyone asks me this. Yeah. When I was a kid growing up, my parents used to buy me toys and stuff. I used to, rather than playing with them, I used to be interested in taking them apart and fixing them and assembling stuff. And ever since, it's been a passion and a hobby. Now, family and friends have always asked me, okay, can you come around and do this or help us to do that? Even though I'm an IT consultant by trade, but a year ago, off project, I just thought, let me start this business up and see how it goes. And it's been manic since.
Are you busier doing this than the IT stuff?
Yeah, because I'm off project at the minute, this has taken over, which wasn't the plan. But I'm hoping to sort of take a back foot now and just let my, some of my staff take over.
Because you're employing people?
Yes, I am, yeah.
It's astonishing. So are you busy?
I am. We're sort of booked up for the next 2 to 3 weeks. So unfortunately, if anyone does want something doing, they're going to have to wait. We're really busy because of the holidays. Easter was crazy as well. And then obviously around Christmas time, we'll get really crazy. It's just in summer, obviously, it's baby season. Everyone wants nursery furniture assembling. You've got summer, so garden sets, swings, slides, all that stuff. Like you buy a Smith's assembly, a trampoline or a swing set. No one offers you an assembly service. They expect you to find your own person to assemble it. And it's very difficult to find someone trusted, locally reliable, that's insured and offers a guaranteed service as well.
What's the most complicated thing you've ever had to put together?
The most complicated thing would probably be a metal garden shed. It sounds simple, but they're a nightmare.
Why?
They come with like 3,000 screws and bolts, all different thicknesses and dimensions.
3,000?
Yeah. It's like 3 days' work.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
That's brutal.
It's. I advise strongly against it. You're better off just getting a wooden shed.
So when you get something flat pack at home, who puts it together? You.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense having somebody else in like That obviously, that always gets done last. I've got tons of stuff at home that never gets done just because I'm busy with this. But the interesting thing is the dynamics have changed. Now people are more conscious about the environment. So you can reuse flatpack stuff. So a flatpack wardrobe, you can very easily convert it. I've converted one into a Moroccan bench.
How? Now,
a Moroccan bench costs about £3,000 because the wardrobe was solid oak wood. So what I done, I cut it down. I used the doors for the side panels of the bench and the rest to build the frame. And then I cushioned it. And I've had people, and I've used the excess wood to build myself a side table on an IKEA pullout.
Really?
Yeah, on hinges. And it's amazing. Now, whenever I get guests around, they're like, wow, where did you get this from? And it's like, it's a recycled wood. I've just recently finished my outdoor pergola, which was all reclaimed wood from the local tip. I also collected copper, and bamboo, which I designed and created an outdoor shower. And I've had guests around for barbecues, and they're like, this is amazing.
Hang on a minute. When guests come around for a barbecue, do they have to have a shower outside?
No, if they're using the hot tub.
Yeah. Oh, this is a hot tub too.
It's the hot tub in the pergola.
We're going around this.
Just not this weekend because of the thunderstorm. But
it sounds amazing. You just sound like one of those guys that just likes making stuff.
Yeah, a lot of it is inspired from like just looking at ideas on Pinterest and online. I've had people like out in the country contact me in Leicestershire saying, look, my daughter really wants a tree house, but we want it custom made, and we've got this, we want to use some of that, or we've got two trees that are almost like in line and we want you to do something with, you know, design a swing set. And I've done some really interesting stuff. Flatpack, yeah, is always going to be my focus, but moving on to the environmental conscious around that and how we can reuse some flatpack and some
because the theory is that most flat pack, once you put it together, it's quite difficult to get to pieces again. And when you put it back together again, it's a bit floppy and flop, you know. That's not necessarily the case.
That's not the case. If you know what you're doing, as long as you've assembled it correctly and you haven't damaged any of the components, it's very easy. You can probably take it apart 10 times and put it back together. A lot of I do moves as well for companies that deal with, like, when customers' houses get flooded and they need to remove everything and move them out to temporary accommodation. I get a lot of work from them as well. So we have to disassemble and reassemble stuff.
I understand you get your kids involved too.
Yeah, I've got a 2-year-old who's hands-on. He's actually got his own Bosch drill set. So whenever I'm out assembling stuff, when I was building his sand pit, that takes an hour and a half just to put together a simple wooden sand pit with a lid. He helped me with that. He helped me with the pergola. He helps me with a lot of stuff.
And I know that you're quite passionate about it because, the way you see it, it's good for learning.
Yeah, it is. My wife's actually a teacher, and part of the National Curriculum Early Years Foundation is outdoor and learning how to use logic and creativity to put things together, and it's really good. It's like you can actually make a day off it. Like, you know, when the weather's nice, get out there with your kids, find something to do, as long as you've got safe tools, obviously safety being priority here, and get them involved. It helps them develop motor skills, sensory skills as well, rather than being stuck on a tablet indoors. There's a lot of stuff you could do with sort of flat pack and like outdoors.
Harry, that's great. I think you sound like a terrific guy. I love the fact that you're changing stuff, moving stuff around, and just, you know, I'm building up a business. We've only been at it for a year, and it's obviously just amazing.
Thank you.
If people want to get some more details, even though they have to obviously wait, how do they do that?
We're on Facebook, iAssembly UK. You can find us on Gumtree, Google as well, iAssembly, iHandyman. We do a lot of design stuff as well. So we offer like an assembly service, a handyman service, and a design service. But at the minute, it's just, you'll have to wait.
I love it. Have a great weekend.
All right.
In your hot tub.
I will do. Thanks for having us.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure.
Bye.
13 minutes.